At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Very little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Tiffany. That is the name that we gave her. It's not her real name, and this isn't her real voice. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning.
You have a dirty little secret, and this one is interesting because it is a secret you are keeping from your husband, but you're not the only one keeping this secret from your husband. Who else have you conspired with in this dirty little secret?
That sounds so scandalous when you say it like that. My 15-year-old daughter.
Your 15-year-old daughter.
Yes. So let me tell you, my daughter is gorgeous. So of course she wants to be a model and she wants to pursue those things. And her dad is just adamantly against it so much. He thinks it sexualizes girls. He doesn't like the outfits. You know, he's just very much does not want that for his daughter, but she's very good at it and she loves it. And so I have still been taking her to photo shoots and auditions, and well, now she's gaining a lot of popularity, and she actually has done two in San Francisco. So, yeah, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to keep it a secret. But to be fair, I'm with her every time I go. It's not like I just drop her off and sit in the car. She's
of course.
Safe. And, you know, if this is something she wants to do and she's good at, why would I want to handicap her now? Why not prepare her to have a career in it?
Okay, this seems like an obvious question, but have you made that case to your husband?
He's kind of hung up on that whole she's 15 and the clothes aren't always really big thing.
The clothes aren't what?
You know, like there's not a lot of clothing sometimes. Like, to be fair, let's just be real. You go to the mall, you go wherever, and there's a lot of crop tops and teeny tiny shorts. And that's kind of the same vibe with the modeling. It's not like they're putting her in lingerie, but he just doesn't like it. It's not something he wants for his daughter, and he doesn't want it documented.
But you do want this for your daughter.
Well, because it's tasteful.
Well, I'm sure that it's probably not just because of that. There's lots of parents that stop their kids from getting involved in things because they're parents and they know better. They know where certain things can lead.
Okay, but it is sort of like saying that he doesn't trust his wife to keep their daughter safe and make sure that that nothing bad happens.
I mean,
to
I
her.
Don't know. I mean, I haven't obviously talked to your husband or anything like that, but I don't think that it's necessarily that he doesn't trust his wife to do it, because if I'm sure if he knew, he'd probably go. Where does he think you guys go when you go to these modeling shoots?
Well, usually he's working. He does travel a lot for work. So, I mean, getting around that isn't really hard.
Is this on weekdays or this weekends? Are you taking her out of school?
No. I don't take her out of school. Of course not. That's super important. But no, on weekends, you know, sure, we might have a day trip to San Francisco or we may do different little things. And,
okay.
And we might make a weekend of it. But while we're
the
there,
fact that
he's working.
He hasn't figured this out does make me think he's not, like...
Well, if he's traveling, he doesn't know.
Well, yeah.
I'm guessing you don't have any other kids.
No. Oh, no. She's my only one.
How would you feel, Katie, if you found out that your husband was letting one of your daughters do something that you were passionately against, whatever it is,
right?
As long as it's not illegal, and they were keeping it both a secret from you, you'd be devastated.
I would be really sad, but I also probably would try to trust them and at least let them try it.
But that is a discussion you have before it starts.
Well, not... but it sounds like he's not willing to let them try it. That's the thing.
I mean,
he's having a hard stance no. Why does he get to say no? Why does his no matter more than her yes?
Why does her yes matter more than his no?
Well, but he wasn't even willing
I've
to try it,
myself.
Like.
What was that, Tiffany?
Well, he's not willing to educate himself. I've done the homework. Like, she's my little baby girl. She's the only one I've got. I've invested 15 years into this girl. I want to keep her safe, but I also want to help her do what she loves to do.
I see your side.
I mean, I definitely see both sides. Don't
get me wrong. I see his side, too.
But I don't like that he seems like he's, like, just a hard no and then hasn't put the time in to understand. Like, it sounds like he is saying no based on his perception without putting any legwork in. Just like, nope, it's bad. Sorry, answer's no.
Yeah, it does sound like that. But if that's the case, does that mean he deserves to be deceived?
No.
So this is an interesting dirty little secret. It's definitely more of a gray area than a lot of dirty little secrets that we've had in the past. Do you have a game plan for if she gets famous doing this, or like if he ever sees a picture of hers?
I mean, yeah, kind of.
What
kind
is
of
it?
That policy of better to ask forgiveness than permission.
It's not exactly a plan, but I understand.
Wow. Well, very interesting. Well, Tiffany, thank you very much for your dirty little secret, and we wish your daughter success.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.